We read in this week's parasha, Hakele so'om ha'noshim va'noshim va'taf. Gather together the people, the men, the women, and the small children. In our parasha, we learn about the commandment of Hakel, for which the entire Jewish nation was required to assemble in the Beis Hamikdash to hear parts of Devarim read by the king. Rashi cites the comment by the Chachomim, our sages, that the men came to study, the women to listen, and the children were there so that those who brought them would be rewarded. At first, this seems difficult for us to understand. Young children, they can be noisy and disruptive, and they would probably prevent their parents from being able to listen closely and concentrate. Along these lines, Rabbi Nosson Adler asks, why the parents had to go through the trouble of bringing their little ones to Yerushalayim? Wouldn't it have been better to leave them at home so that the parents could fulfill this mitzvah undisturbed? He answers that the reward for bringing the children to Hakel was greater than any loss or difficulty it entailed. When a child is placed in an atmosphere of holiness, it creates an everlasting impression in the young heart and brings him closer to Hashem. The value of such an experience is incalculable. An incident that I was privileged to took place in the former Soviet Union, where the mitzvah of bris milah, circumcision, was strictly banned. A secret bris was performed for a baby who had been unable to receive one until he was about 9 months old. After the bris was completed, the child's mother ran over to her baby, kissing and hugging him, crying uncontrollably for quite some time. The Moel thought that perhaps the mother was affected by the fact that her child had endured some pain, but even so, her loss of composure was striking. When the mother regained control, she explained that she had wanted to make sure she would remain strong in her determination to give her child a bris, despite the fact that it was absolutely illegal and dangerous in Russia. Therefore, she had made a promise that she would not kiss her baby until after he received the bris milah. This was the first time in 9 months that that mother had the experience of kissing her child.